is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
609. I guess it depends on how you score it and whether or not you think it's been a good week in Cleveland. Andre Darlis is there now, joining Pat Brady, joining Anna DeBlantis, joining Ro Khan. We'll check in with any and all of them coming up, starting with Andre, of course, at 6:30 in just a few minutes. But we begin with developments in the independent map situation. Now, Dave, I think you might remember this story. The independent maps is a constitutional amendment that would read that would allow, by way of the public's view, an ability to draw the maps up in a fair way so that you would actually be able to vote for people. And this sounds crazy in Illinois. Vote for people who could do you some good. Vote for people who you believe in, and allow people to run in districts that have previously been set up politically. The system literally has been rigged where people couldn't even run. And there have been uncontested races, and therefore the map looks like a giant cookie cutter that's broken into crumbly pieces, all for the sake of keeping those in power in power.
Isn't this a logical idea, Steve?
It's a logical idea, Dave, and that's why we're having so much trouble getting it done in the great state of Illinois, your home and mine. Dennis Fitzsimons joins me. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for all the work you continue to do for independent maps. Explain the, because I explained it in the 610 fashion. You know, I get up very early. Explain wherever I left the holes, the fundamentals of this, before we get to what the judge said yesterday.
Well, the fundamentals are, as you said, we are trying to really get the voters to be able to vote in November on an amendment that would put the responsibility for drawing legislative district maps in the hands of an independent commission, a nonpartisan independent commission. And this is what we've been working on for 18 months. The Constitution raises or sets a very high bar to get a citizen initiative on the ballot. And we got our over 565,000 signatures that we submitted. The Board of Elections validated those signatures. And we always knew that this was going to be challenged in court. The constitutionality of the amendment would be challenged. And we always expected it to go to the Supreme Court. So what happened yesterday was not unexpected, a little bit disappointing, but not unexpected. And we always thought this would be decided in the Supreme Court, and that's the next step.
All right, so there's no great disappointment amongst those. It would have been a pleasant surprise if the judge had ruled differently.
That's correct. Yeah, you know, given that it's Cook County, given you know, the track record, we just assumed this issue is so important that it would go to the Supreme Court one way or the other. The other side would have appealed if they lost, and we knew we were going to appeal if we lost, and we did.
The whole point of this, by the way, is public understanding of it and not having it fall into some wonky neighborhood where people just glaze over and don't connect, because this is vitally important to you. As you get up and you go to work this morning, as you get your kids ready for whatever they're doing this summer, camp, school, whatever, this is vitally important to you. Frankly, this is way more important than what's going on in Cleveland, what's going on next week in Philadelphia, because this affects your life day to day, doesn't it?
That's right. It's not an issue that's top of mind for a lot of voters, but when you think that a Gallup poll ranks Illinois 50th out of 50 states in citizen confidence of state government, and then when those same citizens go to the polls and vote and they only have one candidate to vote for, it creates voter cynicism, lack of turnout, because people just don't think their votes count. So that's what we are trying to eliminate, or try to help eliminate, is this pervasive cynicism that voters have that the whole system is rigged. And this is one of the pillars that enables consolidation of power for incumbent protection, excuse me.
So what specifically, if it's even translatable in the language, did the judge rule wasn't doable to kick it out of court yesterday?
So the judge ruled that redistricting in general is fair game for a citizen initiative. However, in the same ruling, the judge rejected the amendment language that actually would allow citizens to create an independent commission for redistricting. According to this judge interpretation, it would be virtually impossible to create a truly independent and impartial redistricting commission where everything happened out in the open. And it's a little bit frustrating because they're creating such a narrow window, if you buy this interpretation, that it would reduce and diminish the citizens' opportunity to change their own constitution.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, the judge said that there would be no fair way to do this or no way to come up with an impartial panel. Isn't that the entire basis of our judicial system? Because doesn't that say that we could never come up with a jury of folks to handle a trial? It seems to me that extension's not crazy.
Well, I think what the judge is saying is that there were, in her opinion, impermissible suggestions that we made in this amendment for additional elected officials to participate in this. And she said that's overstepping the bounds. Now, this judge also disagreed with certain things that Judge Mikva had ruled on the independent map amendment at that point. So, again, this is why we feel we've filed for an expedited appeal with the Supreme Court so the Supreme Court can weigh in on this.
Did this have to be filed in Cook County initially?
Yes, our lawyers felt that that was the best route to take.
Okay, so there is, obviously, and I know this to be true.
And once again, let me just interrupt for a second, because a group, the plaintiffs in this case, were the People's Map, a group which is somewhat interesting in that they have not, as required, filed any expenditures or any contributions. And these are things that are required by the Board of Elections when you are a citizen initiative committee. We don't know who's funding this. This litigation is extremely costly. And right now, there is no indication. We have filed over $3 million in expenditures and $4 million in contributions for our side of this fight. You know, we are representing the voters. But those who are representing the status quo give no indication of who's funding their effort.
And how long can they get away with doing that?
Well, the Associated Press came out with an article on Tuesday that pointed all these things out, and we'll see what the Board of Elections does with this.
The Board of Elections, there is some skepticism there as well, of course. So when does it get to the Illinois Supreme Court, and when will you know that they'll take it and look at it, or is that an automatic?
So there's a deadline of August 26th for the November ballot to be certified. And the Supreme Court would need to rule by that period of time. So we should be on the ballot. We have had a negative ruling, but the Supreme Court has ruled on these type of cases before in an expedited fashion to make sure the deadline for the November ballot was reached.
Before I let you go, now, to just make sure there's clarity here from my vantage point, I'm for this. I think people are clear on that. I've also contributed to this financially, and I would do it again.
Thank you for that.
But the point of me bringing it up is not a pat on the back, but also to let people know that because of the cost of getting this done, if you can chip in, I highly recommend you do so. So how do people contribute?
Well, if your listeners would like to learn more about the Independent Map effort, go to mapamendment.org. There is certainly a lot of information that explains this very thoroughly, and also a donate button. So we would certainly appreciate, as I mentioned, these litigation situations are very expensive, and we also have an ad campaign that we will be running to continue to try to create awareness of this issue so people understand that this particular ruling is really reducing the power that Illinois voters have to change their own constitution.
And my words, not yours, but if you want to break the back of, in this case, Mike Madigan and his cronies, and in previous cases, the Republicans who were in power who set this system up, where every 10 years they get to redraw the map so it's most beneficial to them. And if you really want power back in this state, this is the first of many big steps that we can start taking to fix the state of Illinois. So you really need to get involved. And don't feel pressured to write a check, but do feel pressured to go to the website, read about this, spread it around socially, and tell your friends. Website again, Dennis, is?
The website again is mapamendment.org, and join the more than 565,000 Illinois voters who've already signed a petition to want and have to have an opportunity to vote on this amendment in November. And that's what we are going to try to convince the Supreme Court is so essential to eliminate or try to eliminate the pervasive cynicism that exists in Illinois right now.
It's crucial. I mean, it's absolutely crucial. And again, I'll just start end where I started. It's frankly way more important than what's going on in Cleveland or in Philadelphia. This is our life, and this is our life every day. So please get involved. Thank you, Dennis. We'll be in touch, obviously.
Steve, thanks.